Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati, now joined by Dion Clisso from PrepsKC.com. Dion, let's take our weekly look at St. Pius X. How are things going for the Warriors?
They got a big one this week. They're going to Savannah. A win will wrap up the Midland Empire Conference title for them, which will be their first ever since joining the conference a few years ago. They will lock down probably the number one seed in their district, which gives them a week off in the playoffs, and means they will only have to play one of either Lafayette County and Lexington, or two very good teams that are in their district. So it's a big week for them. Savannah is a very solid team. They're class above them. So this is a big test. They're going on the road. They're playing well, so we'll see how it goes.
Who would you say, if this is going to be like a obviously a really special season for St. Pius, what's their biggest roadblock that you would see in the immediate future?
They got to get out of their district. That's first part. Lexington and Lafayette County are both pretty good teams. After that, you know, there's Butler on the other side of the district that they play in the quarterfinals. I think that they could probably play with Butler. Butler's 7-0, they're undefeated, but they're not really tested. Their schedule isn't great. Then if they win that game, that puts them in the semifinals, and then they're talking about a Palmyra or a Monroe City, and I felt like that might have been a big task for Pius. But Summit Christian played Palmyra pretty close last week, and I think they're all kind of comparable teams. So it's laid out right in front of them. They've got some tough games, but they've got some games they can win. I'm not going to say they're going to be in the state championship game. I'm not going to say they're going to be in the semis. But if they continue to play well, they've got a chance to take advantage of a year where there's no super team on their side of the bracket, and this young team that has really come of age this year can make a lot of special things happen.
Very, very exciting. Now let's move on and talk about other teams in the state of Missouri. First, our Missouri player to watch, which features a player that we can hear on the 8-10 game of the week, North Kansas City hosting Liberty, and we talk about the NKC running back.
Yeah, Jalen Fryer stepped in. They had a fantastic running back who went down in the first week of the season, and Jalen Fryer stepped in for them. He's got almost 1,000 yards. He really makes things go for them. They're a run heavy team, and he's, you know, in a situation where they thought they're going to have Jeremy Brown in there for their entire season, he would have still got some good carries. Fryer would have, but now he's the main guy. You know, it's a good game for North Kansas City this week. They're playing Liberty. Liberty's coming off that loss to Ray Peck, and they're down their tailback, Winchick Williams III. It looks like he may not come back until the postseason. It's a great test for both teams going into the postseason. Liberty's pretty much locked into their district seed. I think North Kansas City is too. So this is a shot for North Kansas City to get a good win going in, and for Liberty to kind of bounce back. So Fryer's a fun back to watch, and there's a lot of talent on that North Kansas City team.
You know, Rockhurst and Blue Springs has been a great series over the years. What about this edition, Rockhurst at Blue Springs?
You know, it's a weird year beyond the fact that Kelly Donahoe is coaching at Rockhurst. He's coaching against Blue Springs at Blue Springs. Rockhurst is kind of the team I think they're supposed to be. They're 4-3. They've lost some close games to Ray Peck and Bentonville and Lee Summit West. They hammered Miege. I mean, they've kind of beaten who they should have beaten, lost some close games there. They've had some injuries and had turnover issues most of the year. Blue Springs is 4-4. At times, they look like a team that can't win a game, period, and then they decide they want to run the ball, and then they can't be stopped. I'm not really sure if they know who they are, and which is a little stunning because we're 8 weeks into the season, and I would hope that a team would have some kind of identity. Last week they were down 13-0 to Blue Springs South, and then just kind of rolled them from that point on. They struggle with consistency, and I don't know if playing a Kelly Donahoe team is really where you want to be struggling with that consistency. So Rockhurst comes in as a favorite. I assume they're going to win this game. But Blue Springs at 4-4, at some points of the season I didn't think they'd win a game, and now they've won four. So, you know, they're an odd team this year as they kind of find their way under new coach David White. But, no, it's always a good game. It's going to be really different with Kelly Donahoe standing on the far sideline.
All right, one more Missouri game before Nate takes us to Kansas. How about Belton at Green Valley?
Well, this one has got a lot on the line. If you like conference championships, and there are people who still do, This is for a share of the conference title or an outright conference title for Belton. Belton's undefeated. Grain Valley has the one loss to Raytown. If Belton wins, it's a three-way tie between Raytown, Grain Valley, and Belton. If Grain Valley wins, or Belton wins, they get the outright. Grain Valley wins the three-way. If Grain Valley wins, they will lock in the number one seed in the district. Belton will slide in at two, at Raytown at three. If Grain Valley loses, they slide to the three seed because they lost to Raytown last week. So there's all kinds of things out here. Not to mention the fact that Belton at 8-0 has a chance to go undefeated in the regular season directly after a season they went 0-10. That just doesn't happen.
You
don't go over to undefeated. And then they've really come a long way. And, you know, Coach Todd Vaughn does a great job there. They just had a not a very big senior class last year. Then were ravaged by injuries, and it just steamrolled on them, and they never could get their feet under them and grab a win. Came out this year, got some good wins early against some teams that were down initially, but they beat the teams they should beat, and now they're a really good football team, and they run the ball really well. And I kind of joked with Coach Vaughn early in the season. His MO the first few years he was at Belton was they would, you know, suffer a couple three losses early and then be tough when the playoffs rolled around. And he said, well, you know, our schedule was always tough early. They played Ray Peck usually the first week of the season there for about 4 or 5 years in a row. This year the schedule kind of helped them out a little bit. They got a little bit of confidence early, and now they're just rolling. So, no, that's going to be a great game between Belton and Grain Valley.
Nate Bucati.
All right, let's move over to the Kansas side and where my nephews go to school, Shawnee Mission South. Tell me about this wide receiver they have.
Kion Edwards, he's got almost 600 yards receiving, and you know that Shawnee Mission South is the team that struggled all season long. But they've got some good players who are doing some good things. Their quarterback's very good as well, and he's got you know, over 1,000 yards passing, and Kion's done a fantastic job for them. They get Lincoln Prep this week. This is one of those COVID games that kind of came together. This should have been Shawnee Mission South and Shawnee Mission Northwest, but they played a few weeks ago when both teams lost an opponent, and Lincoln Prep needed an opponent this week. This is a good matchup to see kind of skill-wise, you know, athlete-wise, how you match up with a Lincoln Prep team that's got a lot of athletes. So for Kion, this is a great showcase game for him. And you know, on Twitter, you see some people, you know, there are players on teams that don't win games that are very good players, and Kion's a great example of that.
All right, and a couple of games to watch. How about Shawnee Mission North at Bishop Miege, two local rivals?
Yeah,
Northwest, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Northwest and Miege. This is another COVID game. You know, Miege needed a game. Northwest needed a game. This is a fantastic contest for both teams here. Northwest took Aquinas down to the wire a couple weeks ago, lost by 1 point when they went for two, after leading 28-7. Miege is coming off a pretty bad loss to Bishop Carroll, where they kind of got run all over, gave up 300 yards on the ground. Miege is trying to find a way to kind of set up their identity in terms of stopping the run and running the ball, and they've got three losses. They have a chance to go into the playoffs as like a 12 seed with four losses if they don't win this game. Which is a unique position for Bishop Miege, but their schedule's been brutal. But no, it's a fun game. Ty Black over at Shawnee Mission Northwest, one of the best players in the city, going up against a Bishop Miege team. And Coach Holmes said this is the first true spread team they've seen all year. So that's going to be another facet for their game that they're going to be tested.
And how about, I want to go to Lewisburg at Paola.
This is a traditional end-of-season game for both these teams. They've been playing each other last week of the season for the better part of a decade. They've had a couple years where the schedule kind of moved around. They were off. Paola hasn't lost a regular season game since Lewisburg beat them 2 years ago in the last week of the season. Paola is definitely the better team, but they're coming off a game where they didn't blow out Eudora. Eudora has improved, but you thought that they would blow out Eudora. Lewisburg has been kind of hanging around all season long. They're a tough team. They played a game against Piper with only, I think, 13 or 14 kids 1 week and almost beat Piper in that game. So this is a rivalry game, and it's always a close game. So we'll see. I don't know. I think Paola is the better team here. But Lewisburg-Paola at the end of the season, and there was a stretch there in the early, you know, 2010s where they were playing each other twice, once in the regular season and then once in the semifinals, you know, one year to go to the state championship game when Lewisburg won it. So they have a tendency to play each other twice a year. This could be the first of two.
All right, Dion Clisso. Before we let you go, you were a man that was very critical of Barry Odom during his time as head coach at Mizzou. Now it's the Eli Drinkwitz era, coming off a signature win. Now, one of the reasons I know you were very critical of Barry Odom, inability to beat Kentucky. Kentucky has won 5 in a row. They're favored by 5.5 in Columbia. Let me take your temperature right now during the Eli Drinkwitz first year of his regime. Do you believe Mizzou will beat Kentucky on Saturday?
You know, I really wish they would have had a game last week. And they're playing so well, you hate to take a week off. I think they can. I think they will. The fact that they and LSU's not LSU, but they beat them with a lot of backup players. That says to me that everybody is bought into what's going on there. The tired cliche of next man up, you were able to just sub guys in and make plays happen. And they didn't even play that clean of a game. They turned it over five times, lost three fumbles. You go in and you play a game against an SEC team that has NFL players on it. Like I said, it's not the LSU team from last year. But you have that kind of performance. And I'll be honest with you, in week one against Alabama, I felt they were already improved for the fact that they went to halftime with only 1 5-yard illegal procedure penalty when they were in a hurry-up offense, which was just kind of an error of aggression as you're trying to hurry. The dumb penalties are gone. The discipline is there. They seem to have an idea of what they want to do. The intangibles are there as well, too. He's great in a press conference. I mean, he's talking to his kid in the press conference yesterday. I mean, I think it's a situation where this is a guy who's a head coach and needs to be a head coach. And for Barry Odom, I'm going to give him credit. Arkansas's defense is nasty. He's back
in as
coordinator, and I think that's what he's good at. And so, congrats to him for turning Arkansas's defense around. And they are a competitive team because they have a good defense and they play tough defense. So, I think a change needs to be made. It was made, and we're only three games in. And so far, so good. Everything can go south in a hurry. There's no doubt about that. I mean, and Nate knows this. It's classic Buddy Bell. It can always get worse.
Nate knows it.
The best line ever.
Well, you know what? He might as well have been coaching Kansas for the past 10 years.
Wow.
Because they found a way to make it feel like it's getting worse every time you think it can't. So, yeah.
Deion, how can people follow along with all the high school football action, please?
PrepsKC.com. We're mobile friendly on every device you got. Of course, we've got our app and Twitter and Facebook at PrepsKC. You can find us there, and that's kind of the gateway to find out what's going on the site. I'm tweeting everything out and keeping you up to date with everything that's going on.
Thank you, Deion.
It's always fun.
That's Deion Closo from PrepsKC. Very aggressively picking Mizzou. He said they can beat Kentucky, and then he said they will beat Kentucky.
Wow.
So. All in on the Eli Drinkwitz era. I'm a little gun shy on that because, Kentucky's been a sore spot for 5 years now. So,
yeah, but that was old. That's in the past. New coach.
Two of them came right. Two of them were in the last seconds. When one of them was the most painful Mizzou loss of the Barry Odom era for sure.
New era.
I was talking about that on the Tiger Club Zoom and. Made me sad, but come on, let's go. LFG. We'll take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.